Liz, I only have a couple of minutes. So we'll have to make this brief. Even though it's a big inyan, every pasuk in this parak is a big inyan. Pasuk says, Haksil choyvek is yodov, v'oichel is besoroi. There's two different ways to learn. Simply it means choyvek is yodov, he holds everything for himself. The ksil holds everything for himself. The fool, he holds everything for himself. V'oichel is besoroi. He ends up eating his own flesh. Stickle Magna, what does he mean by that? So that's why Rashi says that maybe there's a midrashic pshat that means over here, Eina yegeya, Eina yechum in agezel. When it says ksil, it's talking about a guy who's a thief. He's a gazlan. Choyvik is yodav means he's taking from gezel. V'oichos besore, when is he going to get destroyed? And all of my barley, he ain't my din. That's definitely not pshutei shel mikra. That's not the pasha pshat. It's a pasha pshat. Ksil choyvek is yodav. The ksil. First of all, why call him a ksil? Call him a rosha. Call him a rosha. Why call him a ksil? Pasuk then says, Toiv meloichaf nachas. It's good to have one handful of nachas. From having two handfuls of not nachas. It's better to have one handful. I remember years ago somebody came to Rabbi Yankiv. He was only zeichet to have one son. He had one son. But the son was mamish a diamond. The son was a diamond. He used to come to Rabbi Yankiv every year for broche, for more children. Every year. Finally, after some years, him and his wife, they got older. He already came to Rabbi Yankiv like, you know, this is my family, one kid. Rabbi Yankiv told him this pasuk. Toiv malei kaf nachas. One good kid is better than 20 troublemakers. Right? Toiv kaf malei nachas. But that's very, very shitchias, right? It's nothing, it's not really a deep message. So I'll tell you what I think is lies here in these psukim. Behind one of the messages behind these psukim. There's a famous shaila. What's the inyan of a haftar acha kamoich? For haftar acha kamoich is a very hard mitzvah. It's a very hard mitzvah. Why? Because the nature of people is people that are your type you like, people that are not your type you don't like. People's nature. Some people you enjoy being with, some people you don't enjoy being with. As my kids were growing up, the Rebbetzin and I always used to tell them, why aren't you friends with that guy? He's not my type. I wasn't like that. When I was a bacha, everybody was my type. I was friends with everybody. Nobody, the words not my type never came out of my mouth. Everybody was my type. But, okay, so now you do. It's not my type, it is my type. Right? So after a kamoich is a mitzvah, you have to love somebody. So just like the Rishonim, by the mitzvah of v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, they say, how could it be a mitzvah to love Hashem? It's a feeling. It's a feeling. Could I tell you should love oatmeal? Either you do or you don't. I can't even tell you to love steak if you don't love steak. There are people who don't love steak. Nebuch, but they don't. Ahmad al-Islam. Yeah. Get somebody to love something, they don't love it. So the Rishonim talk about what's Pshat Avas Hashem and how does it work. So, how do you love a person if you naturally don't love them? So God, imagine a guy, he's Oisik and Shidduchim. He goes out with a Shidduch. Comes back after the first date, he tells me, Rebbe, this girl I don't go for. I tell him, you have to marry. Doesn't work. Right? Don't worry, I don't do that. After Kamaicha. No, it's a Matthias. After Kamaicha. So if you look in Rambam, the Rambam learns that the mitzvah after Kamaicha is really actions. It's not a mitzvah of an emotion. It's a mitzvah of action. You should treat somebody like you love them. What you want for yourself, you should do for others. You should make them feel good. You should help them. You should share. So that's all. That's not an emotion. It's practical. It's practical. So V'hatar HaKamarich is basically saying, be a good actor. Act like you love. If you love the person, great. If you don't love the person, act like you love them. Comes out according to the Rambam, that if somebody really loves another person, but they don't do them favors, then I'm a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do. So it always bothered me, this Rambam. So then why did the Torah say, why did the Torah Taka say, if really the mitzvah l'maisa is not the avo, the mitzvah is to do. So the Torah should say, you should treat somebody. What's it like, after? What's it after? Why did it say after? They tafto l'reacha kamoicha. Do good for your friend like you do for yourself. Not v'hafto l'reacha kamoicha. They tafto. The teretz is, the Rebbeinu Shem really wants that Yidden should have avos Yisrael. The Eibishter Taka wants we should love everybody. But people make a big mistake. People think, when you do for somebody, so it's a drain. It's a pain. But really it's fakert. The more you do for somebody, that makes the fakert, that makes you love them. And the more you do, you do more, you do more, you do more. Adrab. Sometimes I'll have a Talmud in Yeshiva Nebuch, he's very lost, he doesn't have help from the family doesn't help, and this one. And I have to do more than I would normally have to do. And sometimes he'll come to me like apologize, like this, you don't realize. The more you do for somebody, adarabba, the more you love them. So the Eibishter really wanted, v'after l'chakamoicha. The Eibishter wanted us to love every Yid. And that's how he gave us the mitzvah. But l'maisa, how do you reach v'after l'chakamoicha? And that's how the Gedolim had such avas Yisrael. Because they did for Klal Yisrael. If you do for Klal Yisrael, then you love Klal Yisrael. And if you don't do for somebody, you don't love them. The more you do, the more you love them. The more you grow. The more you do for somebody, the more you grow. Not instantaneously. Yeah, maybe. Maybe in the beginning you feel like it's a shtickle pain. But if that's going to be your anahoga, it's going to be maybe. It's going to be maybe for that to that in you. Come Shlomo Melech and he says, many people think that the more you give to others, the less you have. In everything in life. You have money, the more you give other people, the less money you have. You have brains, the more time you spend teaching others, the less time you have for yourself. To develop your own brains. Yeah? Everything in life. Whatever you have, if you share, you feel like it's going to take away. Right? Zok Shlom HaMelech, you should know, that Hashem put into the Bria Olam Chesed Yibane, that the thing that gives a person the most pleasure is to give. Is to give. Haksil Chayvik is Yod of the fool. There's fools that hold on to everything themselves. Right? They don't want to give. Oichel is Besoy. And I want you to know, Abayis, what I'm telling you now is a fact. A lot of times they find people after they're dead. They find millions of dollars. You ever heard those stories under the mattress in the attic? Millions of dollars the guy had buried somewhere. It's not just shot they didn't give other people. They live like paupers. They live like paupers. Because they have no pleasure from life. They themselves didn't enjoy their money. They themselves didn't enjoy it. They didn't gain from it. The mitzvah is, the hanor you get from life is from being a giver. Just like it gives you, makes you have be an oyev, it makes you a happier person. Haksil chayvik is yodov. He's holding his money, right? He's holding everything. He thinks he's doing for himself. But the emes is oichos besoroi. He's killing himself. He's oichos besoroi. He's ruining it for himself. That's what the ksil is doing. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Zech Shlomo HaMelech. And he's talking about the same person. Meloi chaf machas. If you have one calf, you also have two calf, but one calf you give to other people. You're a nice, you're a giver. Then you have nachas from your calf. If you have meloi chofnayim, if you hold on, chofnayim is both hands. You hold both hands for yourself. Omalurusruach. So really, the message of Shlomo HaMelech is, forget give because you should be a good person. Give, you'll be a happier person. If you give, you'll have more and more from what you have. Not just, you'll be doing the right thing. By being a giver, you'll enjoy life better. You'll have more and more from what you have. You end up with more by giving. Not just because if you give, Hashem will give you back. Not because of that. Because that's the metzias in the world, that if you're a giver, you enjoy life more.